welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for September the 6th, 2025. Rarely do I get an email like this one, and it is from Raymond in Los Angeles, California. And he evidently used to come occasionally from LA down to the center where I was teaching. And I want to thank you for Raymond for doing that. And I also want to thank you for your kind comments right off the bat. He asked a pertinent question that, to answer this is not, it's not a lot of fun for me. He asks, how do I begin to, quote, end quote, work, as you say, upon myself? And when and if would I ever know if I had to? This is an interesting question. I wonder if I have to, or would I even have to? And what is entailed in beginning to work upon oneself? And what does that even mean? It's a very good question. That's why I chose it. Raymond, this is a, I could answer it in the short, but I'm going to try to answer it in the most simple way. There is no way to answer this question and not insult the living crap out of you, okay? There's just no way. Everybody needs to work upon themselves. Everybody needs to expand forgiveness, mercy, compassion. Everybody. I do. Everybody does. But that doesn't seem to be relevant to most people's lives. So the first thing you have to understand is what it means to work upon oneself. Before you can understand that and appreciate it at all, you have to begin to see your own futility. If you don't see your own futility, how futile it is to live in this world, to be born, so to speak, and I'm going to use the pedestrian mentality kind of stuff, to be born without your permission. You just are born. You come through parents that you don't know, and you may not even have their permission to be in their lives, much less you be in your own life in this world. You have to see the futility, the absolute, utter, grievous futility of it all. You are born, you live, you experience many things, ups, downs, ins, outs, and then you die. Now, to the average person, they don't want to think about this. They just can't think about it. They just want to have as much of party time and fun time as they can possibly get. I have people who say to me, well, you know, the whole meaning of life is just to have fun before you die. Is that true, really? And of course, then you have the philosophy as to what happens after your death. Are you going to go to heaven or are you going to go to hell? Where we get this kind of stuff, I do not know. Religion, basically. And then you go a little further and you try to understand, well, this makes no sense. Why would I be born of parents I didn't know? Why would they have me? What if they didn't want me? There's so many things. It all boils down, Raymond, to one thing, futility. So if you don't see how futile it is as we live in the, shall we say, the indifference of our own life and not really understand what we're here for, not to come to any sort of significance about our time here on this planet. If you don't have that, then there's no use in explaining to you, you know, why work on yourself. And I would agree with you. I think the majority of people in this world, they have it all dialed in their mind. They're going to live for the sake of their survival. and they're going to try to get as much as they can before they die, and that's the end of it. You only live once, as the old saying goes, and that's the meaning of life. And I don't have any argument there. I mean, there's nothing I could say to anyone of that ilk that would help them understand why we work upon ourselves and what that even means. To work upon oneself is to broaden one's scope of this life, to have a bigger presence within us than the one we have where we think of ourselves purely and merely as a human being. When it becomes slightly interesting or intriguing to a person to try to be aware of what they're doing here, why they're doing what they're doing here, and how significant it is in the form of creating consequence and life experiences that we are doing to ourselves, then something interesting can happen. Something more valuable can happen than just indifferently going through life. And I have students, believe it or not, who have been with me for years, who have the attitude, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I'll just do what I want to do. Help me understand how I can go to Europe, or help me understand how I can get more money, or help me understand my husband or my wife. These kind of things, they're just survival techniques. They have no sense of the bigger picture, nor do they care. And a lot of people are like this. At the core of most of my students, they don't understand anything past probably what's on TV tonight and what they're going to have for dinner and things like that. It's very mundane. And that's the way most people live. I am not here to convince you that you need to work upon yourself. You have to have the first and most important measure in your life, and that is to understand you're living in futility, and nothing is going to save you from that futility except when you are willing to see yourself and see what's going on within you in the realm of your inner life. You have an inner life. It's ignored. It's not much cared about for most people. They don't try to apply themselves to it. They don't know how to begin. And even when you tell them, I tell them how to begin, they're not interested. You have to have a driving force in you. And that force is, what am I? What am I? Not who am I? What am I? What am I doing here? What am I? And until that little quest is understood, accepted, and then you live from it beyond the confines of your survival mechanism and self-preservation, then nothing can happen. People who find me, it amazes me. People find me all over, and they watch my little TV programs on YouTube or something like that, and they get curious, and they email me with questions about, well, what about this and what about that? And their questions are irrelevant to their own life. How do I get this? How do I get that? Do you know anything about manifestation? Why do I have to forgive the people that have harmed me or that I don't like? Blah, blah, blah. It goes into such mundaneness. It's really hard to fathom how most people live, but they do live that way. And so they're looking for patchwork. They want to patch up this part of their life and patch up that part of their life. And they think if they do some of these little things, maybe if I meditate once or twice a month, something good will happen. It doesn't work like that. So, Raymond, I know this isn't a satisfactory answer, but it is my answer. Go take a look and ask yourself, why did you even ask this question? What is it that's pursuing you, maybe? And see what's going on there. If you can do that, if you can really look at why you asked me the question, your answer to the question you gave me will be obvious to you. I hope that helps. Thank you for your beautiful question. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air tomorrow. Please, as always, forgive me. Namaste.